Claude Monet said, "It is on the strength of observation and reflection that one finds a way. So we must dig and delve unceasingly." Observe was my word goal for 2022. I chose this word because I was recognizing that my natural first response when someone made a request was to perform, fulfill, and rescue. Because of this reaction, I got a lot done in a short amount of time. I made others feel fulfilled, and inevitably, I attracted more people with similar needs. Before I go on, does this happen to you too? If so, then you probably also realize that as great as this may sound for the receiver, it's not so healthy for the giver. And I was drowning in requests of needy people, making their burdens mine. To break this automatic reaction and pull towards needy people, I committed to use observe as my word goal for the year. I wanted to realize for myself that not everything needs a reaction, and that by observing first, I could gain more knowledge that would better inform my response. The pitch challenge today: embed your word of the year into everything you do. To do this, I embed my word of the year into everything I touch to recall it when needed. Every year, I change my passwords to different versions that include my word of the year. Since we use passwords frequently, this is one way to embed your word into your consciousness. I also write out my reason for the word in my digital notebook so I can reference it frequently at the start or end of my day. My word becomes a lifeline of sorts to recenter myself throughout the year. I keep it embedded in my heart, so it's always top of mind. Where will you embed your word of the year? What physical and mental things do you touch on every day that can continue to bring you back to your word of the year so you can become that word by the end of the year? It's so much harder to keep a lofty list of goals top of mind. By utilizing the word of the year approach, it will be easier to embed it into your daily routine so you can ultimately become it.